My name is Emily Terrell. I am 16. Today is December 18th, 2019, and I'm speaking with
Jim Mears,
who is my grandpa. We are recording in Bakersfield, California. So, can you tell me about a person who has been kindest to you in your life? Yes, no?
Do I have to answer that one?
No, you don't have to answer. What is your best memory of your childhood?
Growing up on a farm for a short period. My first memories. We lived on a farm. It was peaceful.
What lessons has, you know, working, like, taught you?
Always do the best you can. People know if you're just doing enough to get by or if you're actually going above and beyond. It'll take you further in your working career.
Okay. When did you first fall in love? With grandma, if you want.
That would be and when I knew I was in love, I would say for sure around Easter of 1979.
Any reason why you knew you were in love?
Because I was scared to death. I was pretty nervous, and I don't know. You get to edit this?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal.
How did you and Grandma meet?
At a mutual friend's birthday party. I seen her briefly. She showed up at a friend's house, and then a month later or so, I think we were at a mutual friend's birthday party, and we started dating.
What was my mom like growing up? Like, what are some of your favorite memories about her as a child?
Oh, one of my favorite, when I would come home from work, I would pull up in the driveway and your grandmother would always point out to your mom that I was home, and she would run to the window and look out the window as I was, our driveway was kind of long back off the road, and I would see her looking out the window smiling when I would pull up and get out of my truck. And if I had a hard day that day, that young smiley face would just melt everything away.
Can you tell me about, you were talking about your childhood and some of your favorite memories. Can you tell me about your farm? Like, what was it like?
Oh, the first farm that we lived on was uh, mostly orchards. And my father was in the Air Force, and he would do work for the farmer also on his off time. And so just irrigation and pruning, some pruning, I guess. I don't know.
I know you had a nickname when you were younger, but can you tell me how you got that nickname?
I have no idea.
Rusty?
Yes, my nickname was Rusty.
You don't know how it came?
No, my grandfather's brother's nickname was also Rusty, but I'm not sure if that had anything to do with it.
How did you propose to Grandma?
I just asked her. We were, it was Memorial Day weekend, and we were swimming, and I finally got the nerve up to ask her. I'd been thinking about it for a little while, and I finally got the nerve up enough to actually say the words.
What are you proudest of throughout your life?
I would say I've had a long career. I've had a few jobs leading up to the job that I started in 97. I learned a trade as a young man, which allowed me to fall back on the trade whenever a job didn't work out for me, that if I wanted to change what I was doing, I would fall back on my trade until I found something that I wanted to do. And I've never drawn an unemployment check since I've been married.
Now, can you tell me what your favorite family get-togethers or holidays are and why they're your favorite?
Well, I'm not sure I can pick a favorite. The holidays, any holiday is about the only time that we get the opportunity for all of us to get together. And so that's what makes it special, is the family gathering.
Can you tell me what I was like as a baby? Like, do you remember a time where I just made you so mad?
You were the most stubborn child I think I've ever seen. And that was very frustrating at times, especially when I would try to scold you for something that you were doing wrong, and you had no fear. Most kids, as soon as I would scold them, would they cry, but all you did was growl. Yeah, that was, I guess that would be it.
All right, well, thank you for holding this interview with me. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's the end of the interview.
Okay.